Slate magazine questions if Joe Biden wants Kamala Harris to fail with border crisis and election takeover bill responsibilities. By Wendell Hasebo on June 10, 2021. Slate published an article Thursday indicating President Joe Biden wants his vice president to fail by putting her in charge of the border crisis and election takeover legislation, which are quickly becoming losing issues for the administration. Slate wrote, "If you look at the assignments Kamala Harris has been given during her tenure as vice president, it's pretty easy to think that she's getting the short end of the political stick. First, she was tasked with taking on immigration. After mostly staying in D.C. during the pandemic, Harris is on her first international trip, a visit aimed at helping Guatemala and Mexico stem migration," the article continues. "She's also been assigned to help protect voting rights that are under attack across the country. It's hard to know what to call her job, why she's being saddled with the tasks she's been saddled with, and what this may portend for her future political prospects." The observation is backed up by evidence from the southern border crisis, with border crossings at a 21-year high, more than 180,000 in May. The administration seems to have no real solutions to the problem after revoking the former administration's border security policies, such as ending the Remain in Mexico policy. Vice President Kamala Harris is in charge of forwarding legislation that would federalize local elections. The legislation is stalled in the Senate due to Democrat senators keeping the filibuster in place to block partisan measures. Legislation in the Senate needs 60 votes to pass, and the Democrat-led Senate is short of 5 to 10 votes, depending on how many Republicans vote with the Democrats. Historically, vice presidents have not had much responsibility. Former President and Vice President John Adams described the position as the most insignificant office that ever the invention of man contrived or his imagination conceived. Fast forward to the mid-20th century. Former President John F. Kennedy asked then-Senate Majority Leader Lyndon B. Johnson to be his vice president to presumably reduce Johnson's power in the Senate over Kennedy's presidential agenda. As vice president, Johnson was kept quiet and out of the spotlight to Johnson's frustration.